Earlier in the show, we heard how some teachers are feeling more positive about the education system in this province and some of the hoped-for changes that they had expressed last year. That's a significant change from a year ago. And we heard in a report from Ramona Deering, who did the Inside the Classroom series last year, that some people are feeling more optimistic, some of the teachers within the school system. We wanted to run some of that information past the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. Dean Ingram is the president. Good morning, Dean Ingram.
Good morning.
You've been elected president in the year since the Inside the Classroom forum went to air. From the phone calls and the emails that you've gotten from teachers, what kind of concerns do they have about the education system right now?
Well, there's certainly a large number of them. I mean, the issues surrounding inclusive education, the issues surrounding class size, class composition, the issues surrounding, to be honest, violence in the classroom, both student to teacher, are still there. These issues are not new. They've been identified. They've been a long-standing issue of concern for teaching problems and for education as a whole, certainly parents as well. In fact, if you go back to 2007, government's own commission report identified the need for putting a number of different interventions in place. In 2008, certainly, the government introduced a new approach to allocation of teachers. Subsequently, the Auditor General in 2016 suggested that despite a cabinet-mandated review for the teacher allocation model, that was never followed through on.
I was going to ask you about the mental health initiatives as well in the K-12 system. What would the NLTA like to see done there, and how far are you towards reaching that goal?
We're engaged in discussions. I think right now is that I would not be so bold to suggest that we've addressed those problems, but I'm hopeful, as the teachers that spoke on the Inside the Classroom series very recently, the update, we're hopeful that you will see meaningful change. I mean, going back to that allocation report back in 2007, the recommendation was that guidance counts be allocated on a level of 1 per 333. We're certainly nowhere near that. Educational psychologists, school psychologists recommend modification of that as well. We're nowhere near that. Student mental health nationally, provincially, is certainly a huge issue. You simply need to listen to the news on many media networks, outline the number of concerns that are actually there with student mental health concerns of youth. I would suggest, I would argue that the most effective means which to address these issues is a proactive approach on the front end, addressing youth directly, and of course that we best delivered inside of our current school system.
The 30 teachers who went public last year with so many serious issues ranging from behavior problems to enormous concerns about how inclusive education is unfolding in the classroom. They spoke, told their stories to Ramona Deering. Did speaking up like that create any bad blood between the provincial government and the teachers?
No, I certainly don't think so. I certainly wouldn't suggest that in any way, shape, or form. But what I would suggest is that our members speaking up, our members putting a microscope on some of the issues, our issues, members clearly articulating those issues, certainly mirrored concerns that we've been expressing for a number of years, mirrored concerns that were expressed in our report that we generated previous to the Premier's Task Force, that we partnered with the Federation of School Councils and Moray University on. And these are consistent findings. So to say there's bad blood, no. It's simply the Premier's Task Force report in many ways reaffirmed exactly that which our members identified.
Do you give any credit to the Provincial Education Department and the school board for helping to make any improvements?
Well, right now I think the credit is that we're hopeful that we will see meaningful change. We know that right now we are engaged and at the table being involved in the discussions, being involved at the committee level with a number of these initiatives, a number of these recommendations for implementation. I certainly will give you credit for us being included, and at least at face value at this point, we do feel that we are being listened to. And I will stand by this, is that if you want to make meaningful change in education, the greater degree to which you consult educators, the more likely that implementation will be a success.
The Teachers Association is in contract talks with the provincial government, which, of course, will handle remuneration. It'll handle conditions of work of all kinds. Where do the contract talks stand right now?
Well, we are engaged in discussions with the employer. Certainly, there have been talks to date. There will be talks in the future. And the process will unfold. And we certainly expect that it will be a fair, legitimate, good faith bargaining process, one that we will insist on working through and reaching a deal that is fair and reasonable for our members.
Dean Ingram, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me on.
Dean Ingram is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association.